Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Chris with Level 3 Coaching, level3coaching.org. Chris at Dr. Level 3 Coaching. So today is a really fascinating day. Yesterday was a wild day in the office. There were so many synchronicities, so many things lining up. It's so hard to not be present with the miracle. I was doing coaching today, and one of the challenges that I realize we all have, myself included, is how to connect to and deepen faith. So I come from a place of very deep faith. I'm blessed that my work involves me connecting at deeper and deeper levels in trust with every person that gives me the privilege to work on them. It's really a beautiful relationship because there's this deep level of personal connection and trust that I get to have. And it's a bilateral trust. I maintain an openness and a vulnerability and a presence because we are connecting as human beings. In order to connect at that level, we're also connecting, I believe, at higher levels. So this is for people who know anything about muscle testing, because I just blew the doors off of muscle testing. Like, whatever you think you know about muscle testing, you don't know anything, unless you really do. Dr. David Hawkins came up with the scale of consciousness. I've already made a video on this. Frederick Dodson also has a scale of consciousness. Both of them, I believe, I know David Hawkins did use muscle testing to do it. The body doesn't lie, although, as I love to say, it can sometimes exaggerate. It could be a real drama queen. It'll scream and yell. But it doesn't lie. So we can ask the body yes and no questions, and we get answers from what we would call the subconscious, or from the other side, or whatever we want to call it. So historically, the way I've done muscle testing for supplementation and everything else is I would put vials. I would put like a bottle of pills on a person. And then I started to realize I don't have to do that. All I have to do is hold it in my mind. As long as my mind is present and I'm connected, every question I ask, the person answers. So now, instead of fumbling around with all these vials and bottles and everything else and putting them in a bowl on top of people, I put the bowl to the side, because now I can keep track of everything in the bowl, but I don't have to have it on the person. It just has to be in their field, and it's in the field through me. And I was able to find the supplements that worked for patients by querying where they were located. So all I need is a list now, and they can tell me, and I can point to the right thing, test them, and they'll test strong. So we're literally moving farther and farther away from the physical, and we're doing this beautiful dance of consciousness. And it's so much cleaner because I'm not getting distracted. I'm not getting pulled away. I'm now able to use that with doing acupuncture. I can literally press on a part of the body, so that way I'm sending the query. And I can ask the body, is this going to be an herb or a supplement or coaching or acupuncture? And it tells me. And if it's acupuncture, I ask, is this upper or lower body that I need to work on? And it tells me upper. Is it right side or left? Right. Is it front or back? Front. And I will visualize until it shows me where to put the needle. I put the needle in, complete release of whatever it is I'm working on. So the body is literally guiding me in the most powerful way that I've ever been guided. And the results are so fast and so effective and so durable. Later on in the day, I used a very similar, but I didn't use muscle testing. I used a very similar connection where I was working actually throughout the day, where I would touch one part of the body and I would be told, I do it all the time, but it was like the game got better. Like, I would touch a point on the neck. Oh, that really hurts. It's sending pain, blah, blah, blah. And then I get told where to put my other hand or where to put a needle and press again. There's no pain. I test. The range of motion is full. So we're able to connect to that level. There's nothing special about me. This is just me getting out of the way and letting them work through me. Who are they? We could say guardian angels, divine helpers, God. There's a lot of different names. I don't know, because I cannot actually see them. They announce their presence through just miracles. miracles happening all the time. The more we're attuned to that, the more we pay attention, the more I keep my eyes open, the more I listen, the more I'm willing to hear even the things that I don't believe I want to hear, the more I'm willing to act on the things that may make me uncomfortable, the more I'm willing to fall into that trust and act on it, the more it gets built. So with the young woman I was talking to today, how do you build trust? You build trust by trusting yourself. You build trust by doing what I call the shadow work. I have not used that in a little while, those words, but the shadow work is everything. The shadow work is trusting in yourself and taking those courageous steps in the real world to love yourself and to show that self-love and to be present with ourselves. And that's honoring the divine nature. That's honoring who we are. See, what people don't understand, you go and do all this meditation and you go and do these retreats and you listen to these gurus. They don't tell you this is real. This world is real. This world is everything. And we act within that context, and that's how we uncover who we are. That's how we uncover the divine nature. That's how we move from fear to faith. The entire journey is fear to faith. Literally, if you could only learn one thing, it's fear to faith. People that tell you the story is not real, they are lying. The story is all there is. So on a certain level, no, the story is not real. But on another level, why does everything else exist if not to tell us the story? So when they do that, that's appeasing people that are suffering from depression or anxiety or whatever that don't like their lives. So they go into spirituality to try to outgrow it. I've done this, right? It doesn't work because the story is the purpose. So when we lie to ourselves, we don't actually progress. We go backwards. We actually deepen the hole. We're pushing ourselves away. That's the other thing. Oh, the self isn't real. The self is all that there is. You know, frankly, in my story, I am really all that there is. Everyone else is in the story. And I'm not saying they're not real. They're totally real. But now the other nonsense, your body is not real. You are not just your physical body. But your physical body is a gigantic part of what your consciousness is. It reflects your whole consciousness. Your physical sensations are unique to you. Your relationship with the world through your physical body, that is a consciousness relationship that's being had on an energetic level that's projected through the physical. It cannot be taken away. It's part of our awareness. And anyone that says otherwise is not telling you the whole truth. Because at various levels of consciousness, we'll see different truths. But once we've seen them, we have to understand, even if I'm resonating with a particular truth right now, let's say I'm resonating with a non-dual truth. So that would be there is not two. Non-dual is kind of like a void. And because there's an emptiness quality to it. It's beautiful. It's absolutely gorgeous. Now, a location three, this is using Jeffrey's scale, a location three consciousness would be there is only one. There's only one God. And that brings a level of devotionalism. There's a big devotion that comes with that. That's also a very beautiful thing. Neither is more true than the other, and they are not in agreement. At higher levels of consciousness, the paradox exists in peace. At this level of consciousness, it's not. Our minds are not designed to hold it. Now, because I've been in both very strongly, my heart can hold that. My mind will never, because it's not the way the mind works, but my heart holds it, so my mind lets it go. So when someone comes at you throwing dogma, they might as well be throwing dog poop. It's not helping you, it's only setting you back. What I do is give you permission. It's not my place to, and it's not my right to, but whoever took away your permission, it wasn't theirs either. They did not have the right to do that. They lied to you. And they're continuing to lie to you. So what I'm trying to let you know is you get to choose. You get to choose your life. You can't choose not to have the life. You get to choose your life. You get to grow You get to make this your world. All you have to do is choose that. But you can't make it go away. At least I don't believe that. So it's a belief system. Anyway, I really, you know, if this helps, like and share. If you want to know more, let me know what you want me to talk about. If you disagree with me, go ahead and blow me up. I believe and I know what I've found. I've found these through truths, but how I express it may be incomplete. How I am expressing it may not resonate with you. And I want to know that because I want to know how I can do better at helping you to get where you want to go. So again, like and share. I do offer coaching on the website. There's links below. But these videos are going to be enough to get you a good running start. I specialize in helping the tougher cases, the people that have given up hope, the people who do not actually know that they can be happy. Step one, in Jeffrey's courses, it was called fundamental well-being. What I can say is after I had my anxiety a couple of weeks ago for 2 days, I came back to a place of happiness. And that was one of the greatest gifts I've had because I've had depression. But I realized after the anxiety, my default has moved. My base frequency has shifted. And I'm eternally grateful for that. And that deepens my faith. Love you guys. Level3coaching.org. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.